The man who was celebrated as a hero in the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison in Rwanda. He was imprisoned on terrorism charges, and the case had irritated relations between the U.S. and Rwanda. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us now to talk about what seems to be a diplomatic breakthrough. Hey, Michelle.
Hi there.
So this news, it just broke today. What do we know about his release?
So Paul Rusesa Bagina had his sentence commuted first, and then he was released from prison. A U.S. diplomat was with him, we're told, when he was taken from prison to the Qatari ambassador's residence. We're expecting him soon to fly on to Qatar and then on to the U.S., to Texas, where his family lives. And, you know, as you said, this is a case that has really strained relations between the U.S. and Rwanda. Secretary of State Antony Blinken brought it up when he was in Rwanda last year, meeting with President Paul Kagame. Take a listen to what he said then.
I raised the case of Paul Rusesa Bagina, who is a lawful permanent resident of the United States, and underscored our concerns about the lack of fair trial guarantees provided to him.
And, you know, Kagame at the time really seemed unimpressed by this. He came to Washington a few months later for an African leader summit, and he spoke at an event hosted by Semafor. He said he wouldn't cave to pressure just because Rusesa Bagina is famous.
We've made it clear there isn't anybody going to come from anywhere to bully us into something to do with our lives.
And that was just in December.
Wow. Well, what has changed since then?
Quiet diplomacy, it seems. U.S. officials say that President Biden's national security advisor had lots of phone calls with his Rwandan counterpart and meetings about this. And the administration sent a clear message that relations could be reinvigorated if Rwanda clears up what they called, you know, an irritant in relations. I should also note that Rusesa Bagina also wrote a lengthy letter to Paul Kagame, and in it he promises that he would spend his remaining days in the U.S., as he put it, in quiet reflection. He said he would leave Rwandan politics behind him. And, you know, he's led this opposition group. An armed wing of that group has claimed responsibility for some deadly attacks. That's what he was tried for. In his letter, he wrote clearly that violence is never acceptable.
Well, as we mentioned, Michelle, Rusesa Bagina is mostly known here as a heroic figure from the Rwandan genocide. Can you tell us a little more about his story for those people who don't know it?
Yeah, I mean, he was a hotel manager during the Rwandan genocide and protected more than 1,000 Tutsis who took refuge at his hotel. The movie was about that story, and it turned him really into an international star. He used that star power in later years to criticize Kagame's government for backsliding on human rights, and his family says that he was essentially kidnapped in 2020 and brought back to Rwanda to face trial. Mm-hmm. They are really breathing a sigh of relief today.
I can imagine. That is NPR's Michelle Kellerman. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.